Oops. Was it squeezing? No, like that. Yeah.
Journal, take a look at the comments.
Did we get 7 out of 10 for the other one?
Yeah. It's going, what's he giving back?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay. Right.
So.
I just said the same thing as you just said to us.
Yeah.
Yep.
So how are we getting along?
Not bad.
One thing that I was wondering, is there standard control that you use to connect the different things, like if you're in a topic and it goes and highlights the topic in the text? Or whatever, is there a particular type of control that, like, is there one of these NXT, or sorry, Knight controls?
I think there is, just because the topic box and all this is based on what was it called? Knight text area or something?
Okay.
In text area, is that what it is? and it has some sort of highlighting stuff there, so you should probably look at the. I'm not sure if it's inbuilt though, to be honest.
You haven't had to build any new windows to do that sort of thing, like other topics or. Well, we're going to do one for speaker, I guess, and all the rest, right? Or no?
What?
Yeah. Well, okay. When we talk about speaker characterization, how are we accessing the list of speakers?
That I wanted to talk about that actually. the speaker, the data processing is fine, but I don't particularly want to do the GUI for it.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do that.
Yeah, I was thinking about.
Then
I was going
tell me how you want the data presented. How yeah. Because do you want me to tell you? Because at the moment there is I've created two classes. One that represents speakers. One that represents the meetings. And the information about both is contained within each object. So and then it writes objects and the objects contain all the information about the meetings. And the speakers, so the speakers that are at the meetings and the amount they speak, and then the averages are contained with the speakers. So there's two separate classes. Do you see what
I mean? Okay. Yeah.
And they're two different objects, and you can recall. You can write writes the objects, and then you call the objects back, and those returned objects have all the information that they need, and then you can call methods to return whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Or everything, but that's what I wanted to know. What's the easiest way to have the data?
So, have you already calculated all this data? What are you supposed
yes,
to do that?
Yes, basically all calculated.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all stored as objects, so dot object files.
All right.
Okay.
Which means that you just call the null constructor and call the load thing and call it that, and you can create a list of them or a vector of them or whatever you want to do. And then, or just call them one at a time to populate a window. But that's what I wanted to know, what format do you want the data to come back in? Because it can come back as almost anything.
Yeah.
What should it come back as?
What's easiest to display?
I know that might also help, like, when he was talking about, like, have an architecture that things are going to plug into.
Yeah.
I mean, so that things are all modular. I mean, it would be a good idea if we use that same idea for anything else we do, or what else are we doing?
Yeah.
Even the searches or whatever, and just
yeah,
any sort of thing. I mean, search results, if they're all in a predictable thing with a name, certain properties
yeah.
or a list of properties, a vector,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so I can have it so that it returns you a. Is at the moment, the main data structures are hash tables for the meetings that say it's got one that says percent, it's called percent talk, one's percent noise, and one is percent participation. Do you see what I mean? So, and then it's got inside. It's got a link. It's got the speaker's name, and then it's got their percentage for that thing.
Oh, yeah.
So it can either come back as a, you can have the hash table, or you can have it returned as a vector, and it will say noise, it's just a strings, noise, X percent. It will say a vector that's cool, I don't know, whatever. You can either have it, you can either have it, you could have a, like an embedded a vector or array of strings, and each one represents one person or whatever. what the easiest thing to do.
Whatever you give me, I can do it. Okay. I mean,
yeah, it's just a matter of deciding what would be easiest.
Yeah, exactly.
All the way around. Right.
Exactly.
So what we'll whenever we open a window for one speaker.
Yeah. See, that's the key. How did we? Can I have a look at that again? If it's in that format,
yeah,
it's speaker.
Pretty much, I would have thought.
It's speaker. Speaker is the controlling thing, not So all of this, all that's calculated as well, stored as speaker objects.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's easy. Something quite amusing, actually. The the influences are. I lived in Germany for 6 months. Don't know if that had any effect. I spent too much time talking to Brits. That was a bizarre thing. They weren't any people coming. So then all that's calculated as well. All I have to do is get the dialogue action. I don't think that'd be difficult. So then does this how is this box populated? Is it populated by the one present or the one highlighted?
The one present.
The one present.
Okay. Although we could do we could do the one highlighted, I suppose.
Because at the moment I'm using there are methods that say for I using for other talk size processing, and it says like get talk time, and you takes a name, so that would call the meetings method that said return that, and that would populate that, which would be an easy thing to do. And the same for that.
I mean that would be implementing what you said. That you want to see per topic, you want to see which one spoke in most, something like that. So you could zap through these topics.
Meetings. Yeah.
And it would come up with how much they spoke, and you can pick the one that looks most.
Yeah, that would be easy as well. Yeah.
So do you want to do that then?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just leave in lots of methods that just return one number at a time.
Yeah.
That would be the easiest way to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
So, random things like just return talking time.
Yeah.
Or
get talk time, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Like
get. Yeah, I mean.
So each time are you going straight to the XML files for the information? Or
no, it's stored as an object file. It processes a whole lot offline and stores it as an object.
Okay, right.
And then they're much, much smaller, only like a 1K.
So that's all just pre-processed.
Yeah, it's all pre-processed. And then it's just each method object's got a return bunch of return methods. You have to recreate the object. It's called a load method.
Okay.
So what you do is you call a null constructor, because if you call the proper constructor for each meeting, it goes off and does all the processing and stores its own object.
Right.
And then if you call a null constructor, then you call load, and you can call load on whatever one or all of them or anything like that.
Is it for the entire corpus, or is it just like individual ones, like one object
for each meeting?
That's nice. Oh, each meeting. Okay.
Yeah. Although, yeah.
I wonder if that would be useful for some of the other stuff we're doing. Wow.
Yeah. It just tells you who participated at the moment. It tells you who participated and the amounts they participated.
Right. Okay.
In percentages and in time as well.
Can you put in there what topic was spoken about as well?
Yeah. That'd be easy.
I could use that for the topic. Pop-up window.
All right.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too difficult. So that would cause a problem with anything that wasn't annotated for topics.
That wasn't what?
Or just return a null or a
no topic specified. Yeah, have a default. Yeah. There are some default unknowns actually. A lot of people don't give their age.
All right.
And other stuff. But
because at the moment, if you right click on the topic window on one of the topics, you have the option of popping open a window which gives you a list of all the meetings containing that topic.
Yeah.
So,
okay, right, yeah, that would be a problem, and then you could do a search over the meetings, over the objects, because that's the thing. These are so small that you can load all of the whole lot up and do a search over the whole lot to find who participated in what, no problem, or what topics were in what.
Okay,
so it doesn't crash the thing.
So how would you calculate that? Would you do the summarization as you populate it?
What, you know, the global statistics come straight after that, don't they? because they're just for the meter.
Oh, right. So that is all stored together.
The speaker class knows about all of that stuff.
Oh, right. Okay.
And the meeting class knows about that stuff.
Sounds good. So have you done these yet? No.
If I don't, yeah, it's difficult.
Just got to decide on what we
want. What we want, yeah. I thought the other stuff was more important anyway, so I did that first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's all usable now. Can I do it tonight?
No, design the GUI first, because the problem is if you change the classes, the object's serial numbers change and you can't reload the object, so all the processing has to be done over again, and I haven't quite finished with it, so it would become out of sync and get a bit funny if I gave you one. If I gave you it now and you worked on it and then I changed it and ran the thing again, you would never be able to load the objects back up.
Oh, I see.
And you'd have to, and then you'd have multiple copies of objects all over the place and you'd get silly, I think.
Well, let me know when it's sort of usable.
But if you want to make the picture, you can do that without anything, can't you, presumably?
What do you mean a picture?
Just the
but it's not going to take very long.
Okay. Well, it won't take very long to get it all finished up. But I'll need to have done all of this stuff too first. Because otherwise the objects won't be the same.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. So where's that? Is that stored in the...
That is on my home directory.
On your home directory? Okay.
When it's finished, I'll put it global, otherwise it'll get confusing. Yeah.
Actually, I can upload my stuff as well. I just have to make one change to your file. Just to load this one instead of the default.
All right.
So it's two lines of code.
Yeah. Well, are you wanting to write that in directly, or what do you want to do with that?
What do you mean?
If you want to change my code.
Well, yeah, just the one thing that's like the action for loading up the search thing.
Do you want to change that the original mBrowser file then, or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, your version, yeah.
Have you done that now, or?
No, I did it in my directory. Just
not the actual one, but a copy of it.
I have a copy, yes.
Okay.
I was going to update that one just because, it just makes sense that.
Well, just tell me when, because I usually work on my own copy.
Right, yeah. And then update.
For the day, and then update it without checking if the one in the share has changed.
Yeah, I haven't made any changes to it yet. So
okay.
Yeah. I'll just make that one and let you know.
Yeah, let me know.
Because, like I say, two lines of code.
Yeah.
If that, so. Anyways, cool. And then you can play. There's not much to do yet. Have to get better results, like better.
So is that what you're working on now then, to present results nicer?
Yeah.
Or?
And just to wire in the topics and we'll do it on summaries. So.
You mean the highlighting stuff? Or?
Well, also, like that as well. So, yeah. So I just want to find out what kind of objects those were that... for the other ones, so it goes in and highlights, because that's
I
know.
Actually, for an in text area, whatever it is, they define some handy highlights on that. So you've got different highlights. You've got, just look at the what they wrote about it. They've got like user highlights, selection highlights, time highlights, and something else. So you can quite easily, if your text area is called area, you just do area dot set highlights or something, something like that.
All right.
That's the way I did it to highlight, to cross highlight between topic and transcripts.
Okay, sounds good. So there's a few more things to do with that, and then once Pernilla gets the index, then that's gonna be kind of fun. Like, I'm just wondering, have you had to, the way you're doing, I was going to ask if the way you were doing it, you were loading like a new corpus each time for each meeting, but you're doing the object, so you don't need to. Just, because if we do have to, like, if the inverted search says that there's, 10 documents, are we going to have to load each of these 10 corpora just to do the individual next NXT search?
That way it doesn't crash. If you try and load all 10 in one, it crashes, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think probably.
It's a bit dumb if you can fool it. If you load up 10 different engines simultaneously, it can do that fine.
Really?
Are you serious?
It can't do them. Really? It can't do them if it thinks they're one, because then it's about the amount that each. If you have to kind of call a new class and then it will do it fine. Okay. But if you don't,
right, I like how it's more data.
Yeah, it says, okay, oh yeah, I've got all this space, you could do yourself. Otherwise it goes, oh no.
Okay. Does it talk to you now, does it?
It's a nice machine, I guess.
You've spent too much time on it, I think. Mm. Right, well, I've been doing some random pop-up windows for the speaker characterization, which is good, so I can fill that in now.
Okay.
The windows are all there now, after lots of filling.
Oh, they're done, are they? Okay, cool.
Well, you know, just the pop-up window.
No pop-up.
It was difficult enough. Because it basically has to set up, whatever, 10 pop-up windows in memory, as in already. Initialize them because there might be 10 speakers that all have to have different windows. And I'm working on when you click on a topic to see a list of the topics of the meetings that topic was mentioned in.
Okay.
And I have a question about we said we wanted a start screen.
Mm.
What kind of start screen do we want? I mean, do we want some general blurb about welcome to the browser or something?
Or is it more like
an LSD browser? some speech and some music.
Some animation.
It doesn't take too long, though. Yeah. We have to, while we're debugging. Getting sick of it. But no, or something that just sort of guides them to the most obvious things.
Yeah. So do we want, maybe we could write on like the, whatever it's called, the top of the window saying welcome to the meeting browser.
Yeah. Or a switchboard that comes up that's just a blank form like that with some buttons on.
Yeah.
Load me a meeting, load me a search, load me something else.
Yeah.
Whistle a tune.
Yeah, but how? I mean, at the moment the way it is, it's a drop down menu, as you've seen.
Yeah.
With all the it's the dialogue class that you use there.
I was just going to ask if we should assume that they'll want to load a meeting first, but not necessarily. I guess if they're doing a search on the entire.
Yeah. Corpus. I mean, I think they should have two options. Either load up a meeting that they choose or do a search.
Yeah.
Mm, and through that, once you've got the results, you click on something and that's
the next key search needs you to have a meeting loaded before it'll start doing any searching.
Oh.
Well, we can.
Does it?
Put the logic in there. Yeah.
You can't. The only thing you can search is a night object model, and the only time you get one of those is if you've loaded an observation.
I could probably even. That shouldn't be too hard to put a check in there. And if it hasn't loaded, then force them to load one.
Yeah. You could use the inverted file search to return a list of meetings and then use one of those to load and search.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't.
Can you not get this nom object?
It has to be an observation, and even if you go, you can go and search the whole corpus from that, but you have to have, it has to start with something for some bizarre reason. The engine, there's only one search method to the search engine.
Mm-hmm.
The engine class only has.
I suppose we wouldn't want to use. We wouldn't want to use NXT at the beginning anyway, because we don't want to search locally. We want to search globally.
Globally, yeah.
So
unless
say
they know what meeting it is.
Then they would open the meeting first, right?
Yeah.
So let's say they have two options, either pick one meeting or search globally to find a meeting that they like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, the things they may just be looking for a word, and and if it shows up 10 different meetings, then at that point they'll probably want to, do we want to, if it by default goes with the first one and they want number 5 of the ones that are returned, then they have to go through the.
No, but why do we want default? I mean, just.
Well,
I'd
like to load up. Like, the thing is, I think, when it loads up, it'll load up the transcript window and the whatever other window. Right now, I think just the topic ones. Although the time is probably more caused by loading the actual data. So I'm just thinking if it's kind of, like you were saying, you have to have a NOM object, right? I mean, before you do a search at all.
Yeah, but local search.
Yeah.
We can do global search without anything.
It doesn't take long to load up anyway. You can load a dumb one up, it doesn't have any.
Yeah, but the global one feeds into the local.
So
if we're getting any usable data, it's going to be doing a search on each of those files. So it's going to be loading up each of those one at a time to get the data.
But the global inverted file search gives the NOM objects basically to the local search, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Right. But it could be time consuming, like if there are 10 documents that.
Well, yeah, that's always going to be the case with search.
Yeah.
But only gives one at a time anyway, doesn't it? Because otherwise you'll crush the thing.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking of some way we could, you know, cache the results in, you know, nice little format that'll make things a bit easier. But the thing is, I mean, if we've got that, then it's going to be needing really to load the entire corpus for that meeting. If it's trying to show us where those were, if it's trying to highlight those in the text, transcript, or whatever, right, we're going to have all that other data in there. So each time when we have the search window and we have, like, you know, 10 different meetings, you know, the word wireless comes up, go to meeting one, then it has to reload the NOM object, next one. I mean, that's going to...
Yeah, it's not too slow, though, I don't think. Yeah? It's not too bad on that. Okay. I don't think that will be too much of a problem.
It always seems to be slow loading up the first time, at least. Like, that's all I've been doing lately is just sort of loading it up, test it, try something else, and shut down, load it up. So just sort of based on that as well. Yeah. But if it doesn't take that long each time, then that should be all right.
I mean, you can, you know, the option is to do a search in the way that if you do a global search, first step, only return the meetings, as in the meetings, but the name of the meetings. Yeah, right. So, you know, say you want to search for the word language, then it gives you as a result all the meetings that contain the word language. And then you can decide, well, I want to search on this and this and this meeting, or only on this meeting.
So make it strings for as long as possible, and then only return the things when they actually, when it needs to, has to search.
That makes sense. And that way, if they know specifically which meeting it is, that'll save the time.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they don't want to have the extra loading time either, if they can avoid it.
Definitely.
Or they could check mark against the ones they want to check. So.
Did we think about better names for the meetings?
Well, I think they were in the text. We can probably do that ourselves and just sort of BDB, you know, just do a...
There is... In one of the papers they have names such as
do they
better understanding or whatever,
like the working even group that it's part of.
One of those.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's
I probably just use
that. Even better understanding or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's a working group, is it?
Okay. I love that.
I want to see the meetings about even better understanding.
Yeah.
See if it's accurate.
So I've put that in already too.
Okay, that's cool. That's
sort of. So yeah, again, concretely to the startup whatever it is, window.
So who would have the IDFs? I mean the DFs. The document frequencies for each word.
Well,
do you actually need the frequencies?
Yeah, to do what Tiskeev's talking about, you do.
Yeah.
To do the topic label.
Oh right, that right, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, how is that? I mean, do you think you would have time for that as well?
Well, the thing is, if it's being done...
If somebody's done the keywords or the IDFs or the DFs already, would be not too probably.
There's a class she was trying to get to work on Friday that did have all that, and it was sort of built in and just had some trouble getting it running properly. But it had sort of all that standard sort of stuff, but the last I heard, it wasn't working. So she was going to look at, you know, more straightforward sort of thing that... really just fulfills what we need it to do, but if we need the if we do need the frequencies.
How do you do an inverted file search without the TF IDF?
I don't know.
I think you need that.
Would have been like a list
IDF
of
stand for?
The amount that they occur over certain documents, basically. The amount they
what does it stand for?
DF is the document frequencies, the amount that each word occurs. What is it? Term frequency is the amount that it occurs. One of them is the amount that occurs in each document, and the other one is the amount it occurs generally. So, the more it occurs in specific documents compared to its general score, the better, more informative it is about
the
certain.
So, the general score would that be for the whole of the language or for the whole corpus?
Okay. Your data.
general frequencies.
Plus a stop list, so you remove stuff that doesn't and then there, which is going to have basically equal score.
So what would the, if we had these fake topics, what would they look like?
A bunch of keywords.
A bunch.
That's probably the easiest.
Just a list of like keywords or something.
Yeah, keywords, three, five words.
What's the I in TF-IDF?
Inverse document. Yeah, term frequency, inverse document frequency. I did do it once. I do have a Java class that does it for something. Right. I don't know whether it will work.
Right.
But
because that would be really handy. Then we can actually test it on the user, as opposed to just doing it and not using it. Because if you just have the segmentation, that's great. But we can't.
Yeah.
We can't compare it to the hand annotated, you know, the hand segmented at all.
Yeah. And also, keywords gives you a whole new type of search. You know, do keyword search, but you could do keyword search could be topic search, couldn't it? Could be the same thing. Instead, of it would just search for keywords. And when it, when they you tell them they're searching for topics, but actually get searching for keywords. For each, do you see what I mean?
Yeah, that would work. That'd be really nice.
I suppose even calculating the what's its faces themselves wouldn't be too much too long. The easy bit is it's probably easier to calculate them based upon in their whole occurrences in the corpus than it is to calculate them per topic, because you don't have to integrate as much.
Yeah, definitely.
Information. No, you can do search without TF-IDF. You just can't rank the search.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking too.
Do we
yeah.
need to? I mean, we're just looking for your stuff, I guess.
No. But that's what wasn't that what the idea was in the first place, to rank the results, so that.
Sort of, but then the main idea was more like to speed it up, speed the search up, because NXT was over the whole of the corpus was just not feasible.
Yeah, but that won't slow it down. Ranking it won't slow it down.
No, but. The general inverted file.
Yeah, oh, it still uses an inverted file, but it ranks the results by the amount.
That
by
would
the
just
higher.
Be a nice extra.
Yeah, I thought that was part of it, but yeah, okay, it doesn't matter if it's not.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
I don't think we had that in the document.
True.
No, we didn't.
True. So what? It's only interim.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. I know.
But yeah, I guess if that's not part of it, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you have time.
Yeah, nice time.
Because I'm only going
to
do this if
really
I've got
nice
time anyway.
Because, I mean, then it would give you, like, if you search for a word, it would give you the meetings, but also how often that word occurred in that meeting. That would be so useful.
It would just give you a rank. It would. That was the whole point.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, actually, because the thing is, I mean,
this is your top one, this is your bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, we're just looking for when it happens in a meeting. If they're looking for a particular term or something, they just want to know if that term exists there and where does it exist, and I want to see it.
Yeah,
yeah, but it would be useful if
how informative that TF-IDF is an informative score, isn't
you know,
it?
You know, if you have if you search for language and you return like you know basically all of the meetings, you want to see where they actually spoke about it and where they just mentioned
but
it once.
If it's like a two-word term, does the TF-IDF
depends how you treat your compound nouns.
Ah.
It's not a compound noun; it's just two words together.
Well, like what?
And I don't know. I don't know. Just something like
language and
Edinburgh University. Yeah,
that's a compound noun.
Well,
it's like Edinburgh and
sunny
language.
An adjective. Right. Yeah. In its most simple form, it would do a separate rank for each one, each term. You could make it more complicated and make it different.
Let's not make it more complicated.
and then add those up or something. Or what?
Because the thing is that the way we were doing it, we were just looking for the words period, each word in the index.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way we were thinking about
it.
And then it's just saying, were these two words in any of these documents? And then if it was, then we go closer and do the NXT search.
Yeah.
To look for the exact term or the regular expression or whatever.
I guess you just do a sum of the... of the individual TF-IDF for each term returned, and that generally will be a bit crude, but it will give you a score. And the higher, the more informative each term is for each thing, it will give you a higher thing. It's pretty crude anyway. If it's just looking for if it's all it's going to do is look for separate, because then it's going to go into the NXT search and return. Isn't it?
So or we choose the list of meetings that we want it to search to do that.
That's less crude.
I'm just wondering if it's going to give us something cool, then yeah, absolutely. But if it's sort of like, if the NXT search has still got to be run to find these terms or these, you know, these
groups
patterns.
Of terms. Yeah, without doing any like word pairs.
Or also, like, do wildcards work for something like that? So if you're looking for wireless, wired, wire, blah, 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 you do wire with a star and.
I don't know how that works. Yeah.
Actually, that's a problem for me too. So, or
that's. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the idea is that gives you an informative score. How you combine that is is up to you. I guess there's lots in the literature.
It should work, yeah. Okay.
If you were, there's a whole load about it in Manning and Schutz. They've got a whole chunk about it. So just IR, isn't it? It's basic information retrieval.
Okay.
They've got a big, a good chapter on it. If you haven't got it, it's on Cognit.
Yeah, I've got somewhere. PDF.
Yeah, me too. Hundreds of PDFs.
Yeah, what was, do the PDF, switch it to PostScript, switch it back to PDF.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's, okay, that'd be good. Okay.
So, to come back to the start screen.
Oh, okay.
sort of.
I'm very unsure about what that should look like. I mean, we want to, for the part where you can choose the meeting. What kind of information do you want to have about the meeting? I mean, the longer name, obviously, if there is one, because they don't all have a longer name. What the users that spoke? Users that took part.
Yeah.
But then that's probably pretty much the same for the same group.
Probably, for the most part. I mean, there'll be a set of people that do a subset for each meeting, probably.
Yeah, just to give them an idea, general idea of what there is, and so they can pick a meeting.
Search for stuff, or start working.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's
usual. Or browse. Okay, like search, browse. Like if you're looking for something specific, like, is that what you're thinking? Like if they know exactly where they want to go to, that meeting on December 3rd, and they just want to go there and see stuff, then they can immediately go and browse that.
Yeah, I want to look at the meeting where so-and-so spoke.
Yeah.
Of that, some sort of research group. I want that first meeting. Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. Browse by meeting, browse by blah, browse by speaker. I'm just thinking of different ways we can do that, like different buttons on the top. Like if they're looking for a particular person, particular working group, particular whatever. I mean, we could break things down like that to that level of detail if we want. Or we could keep
it
more general.
Need that, because we just want to have a way of because as soon as they've got loaded their first meeting, they can browse through that quite nicely.
But I'm just thinking like initially when they load up, what are the range of things that they'd want to do?
Yeah.
Like if they're part of X working group, they'll want to get in there. Do we want to save preferences?
What do you mean?
Well, if they're part of BDB working group, they're going to want to look at the BDB ones, and so default to that. Or I don't know.
Well, how are we going to know that?
Based on what they did the last time.
You can have a safe preferences.
Yeah.
Could have a safe preferences, I guess.
But that would defy the whole point of browsing, right? Mm. If you only wanted to look at...
Well, alright, call it favourites then.
Yeah.
You could have a favourite.
Well, you just scroll down the list and find your favourite one. I mean,
yeah, it's not enough information, is it?
It's not like they come back every day and do the same browsing. Let's see what's changed today.
I forget. Right. Okay. Well, no, I'm just getting back to sort of what could be on the startup screen.
Yeah.
Like there's just a range of things we could do. We could have like search options, browse options. I mean, just I don't know, just playing around with ideas. And then we can tie this into our evaluation tasks and say, well, if you want to search for a meeting or search for a user in a particular meeting, then do this, blah, blah, blah. So we can, guide them. It's just like, hey, well, my task is to do this, and there's a button for it. Perfect.
Yeah, it'd be quite good if it has,
I wasn't going to put any help in there, any sort of explanation of how the browser works, to be honest.
No, that's not what I'm suggesting. Right. No, I'm just saying, like, these are just, like, a lot of programs, well, kind of lame programs, do have that sort of thing first, just because they don't want people to have to go through all the menus and search themselves and just, like, do commonly used tasks or just exit and just let me use the program, well.
Yeah. But I mean, the main thing, what you want to do is to view a meeting, right?
Probably, or search something.
So even if it just said two things, just said one said, take me straight to this meeting and have a text box you can enter it, or a drop down menu. And then another one that said search that loads instantly, loads up the search.
Like find specific meeting. Yeah, yeah, that's an easy sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Or one that, yeah, or one.
Yeah, that all happens through the search, basically.
Yeah.
Basically, either the user knows which meeting he wants to look at, and he just clicks on it, or he doesn't, and then he searches for one that sort mm-hmm. of looks like.
Well, the other thing to do is just have search as the default. Just it opens and the search window opens, and that's the interface, and you just go from there.
Yeah.
And then that brings up the browser after you've searched for something. Or the search, but the search window could have on it something that said just has a drop down menu that says just and a go button that said take me to this.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So the
inside the search menu, yeah.
Yeah, so the only thing that comes up when you finish is a, when you start, it's just one window like that. And it's got all the search stuff like down there. So this is your search.
Mm-hmm.
Just all here. And here is just go to wherever and a go button. And then from there it takes you to wherever.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Yeah. And at the top it says welcome to our browser.
Yeah, that looks about right. But I'm unsure about how to put all the information in there. Because we need
drop down
menu. But we want all the information about the name, the longer name and
you
the
want
and users.
Yeah.
Well, we don't actually have usernames, do we? Aren't there all these codes like
maybe
11
or
whatever? Yeah.
Maybe if they know the codes and in other
Yeah, that's true.
In a case like that, we do want drop down. We don't want them to type them, do we?
Yeah. Drop down is definitely
okay.
Not.
And allow multiple? No. Okay, you're just looking for one specific.
This is if you want to search, If you want to look for one meeting and just look at it.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
Okay.
Yeah. But then, yeah, as I said,
that's true. That's. Unless you have two, one is one there. Well, you got two, one for meeting, one for speaker, and you can choose. You can go for go or go for the other. You can't go for both.
I'm not saying you can pick a user, but it should come up with some list, but an extended list of the meeting. So you have BDR whatever it was called, 01, and then it gives you the longer name, blah, and then it gives you the participants.
We could do Microsoft style and hold it over it and it pops up a thing.
Oh.
I was thinking that. Yeah. Tool tip. But then...
Is that
complicated? No, it's not at all, I think.
A tool tip,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I've not tried that yet, but I was going to do that.
Mouse mm-hmm. over, isn't
very
it?
Very keen on that. Yeah.
Well, let's do that then.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Is that not annoying? If you have to...
Get out of the bloody way!
Yes, they do that a lot, don't they? No, but to search for a specific user, you have to hold your mouse over that one, wait for it to pop up.
Yeah, that's true. That's annoying. But that's why you could just have a list of your users then, and you just say, I want to look for this user. Go.
Find me, and then
it pulls up a list of all the ones who got that user. And then you search. But then you're doing search. Maybe just leave it. Just have them deleting names there. And don't worry about the speakers. If they're doing speakers, they're doing search. It's not the same as doing a quick access.
Mm. Yeah. It'd just be nice to have some basic information on.
Yeah. Or you can have a text box there. That's
I'm thinking that updates.
Yeah. As you go over them.
Depending on.
Then that doesn't get
highlighted.
Like in the way.
Yeah, maybe that's the best idea then. Yeah. So you've got a drop down menu, a search. Search button, not search, go button. And then some sort of field which updates dynamically depending on what you've got highlighted.
Yeah. The full name and the speakers.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. We can do all of that without even ever going anywhere near loading up a thing. Oh, cool. A thing.
Nom.
A meeting, a nom.
Yeah. What does NOM actually stand for?
I think it's a night object model.
Yeah. But I think in that case it's the right corpus. Is that what it is?
Night, it is. You're right. It's the right corpus. Yeah. It's the night right corpus, and then you got night right elements. And you've got night right attributes.
Yeah. You've got lots of NOM something, and then night something, and then N something.
Yeah. N1s are interfaces, and the night one of the ways around, one's an interface, and one's actually an implemented class. Because if you go back enough, and the what's his name? Not very good. The API is all right, but there's not a lot of description in it. It's very clear.
No. And most of the descriptions are hints to each other saying, "You've got to update this, Jonathan. this is unintelligible."
Right.
Great.
So you end up just it returns a n text box. Okay, what's that though? It's implementation of an N text.
Yeah.
Interface. What's that? Oh, it's an extended version of it. Oh,
yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. It's not very fun. Right. So, anyone else got anything to say?
Not really. Just gonna keep on going.
Do we? Yeah. Do we want another meeting at the end of the week? With Penelope.
Might be useful, won't it?
Yeah.
Like Friday afternoon or something?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I think I'm going to do quite a bit of work this week, so I'll have probably more to talk about.
Yeah, I should have more to talk about.
Okay. I think.
And we won't have to have the meeting with Steve on Tuesday, or at all. So, do we want to arrange this, get this one earlier, maybe? Three or?
If you like. Well, we can just discuss that on Friday if we have one.
That's true.
Friday?
Yeah, sure.
What time?
Just after SPT?
Possibly. I don't know. Usually by then. Need a break.
Yeah, yeah. But that means
although,
right
well,
after.
I don't know, because it's the lab and try and get some work done for the
for
lab
that.
Stuff.
Yeah, that could be quite good.
Yeah.
I've got a doctor's appointment at 10 to 2.
Oh, okay.
Right.
What?
Friday morning?
Oh. Or 3 o'clock? Or you want to get out?
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I do. I'm not sure. I'll do this again.
Right. Cause I think she's got a class at 11. We've all got class. Well, three of us have class at 12.
How about?
So we say 3 o'clock, and then if there's a serious problem,
or if we could try one, we could try shortly after. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Well, it wouldn't be a long meeting then. Or no. Would you want to? No, probably not. If one's bad for you, then
no, okay. that would only give us like 35 minutes or something.
Okay.
Well, what?
It might not be too.
How about quite late? Like you know, 5 or 6.
3 is better than 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Well, 3 o'clock. Let's say
just
3 o'clock.
Just say 3 o'clock, and then if there's a problem with that, then if 3 o'clock's a problem, 5 or 6 will be a problem because I won't be here. But
okay.
I don't think that will be. I'm not sure.
Right. I'll write this meeting up and I'll send it to Pamela as well.
Okay.
Is she collecting them?
No.
Have you just sent it to her?
Because she's not here.
No, I mean, is she collecting? Oh, right. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. School for
I
the gifted.
Collect meeting summaries.
Well, I thought somebody was collecting them. But well, that's what I thought when you said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, we should probably do that at the end. But
yeah.
Then we'd know who's missed them. Or
so,
done
can, we just can we just repeat briefly what we've spoken about? So we've done progress on the speaker characterization.
Yep.
Who does the speaker characterization? We've mentioned topic labeling with keywords.
Yeah.
We discussed if the search should be ranked. And Michael, did you have anything else?
There's just sort of the basic implementation stuff that I was wondering about. But no, it should be fine. It's just progressing. Did we decide whether it should be ranked? No? For now?
No.
Well, basically, not unless you've got time for it at the end.
Yeah. Well,
it'd be nice at the end.
I kind of think it would complicate things quite a bit and not bring us a lot. Just because if it is, like, independently doing the words for a particular document, it's not really getting them together. Like, if someone's looking for a particular term. I don't know. Just don't know if it would bring us that much.
I think it would.
How so?
Yeah. I think it would give
if
you the most relevant result.
If they're looking for, like I say, sunny day, and you know, sunny shows up in this document, day shows up, but they're not together. Or if they are together, I don't know, it just doesn't. You're looking for that term, and relevance is kind of irrelevant because if the term shows up, it shows up.
No, but for things like if you search for language. Then you have some topics which have as a you know some meetings which have as a topic language. They specifically speak about language and they use that word like in every sentence. And then you've got those that just mention it briefly like once or twice, saying you know my language is German or something stupid that you don't really want. So you want to distinguish those somehow. Or be nice anyway.
Yeah, that would
in
help
in
a
that
lot.
Sense
for that's
single
for
single
terms
word.
It would be
yeah.
very useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For multiple terms, unless you want to do something. There will be a way of doing it for multiple turns.
For multiple turns, we can just do something really simple. Yeah. I mean,
Or you could do it and override it by the. You could just ignore the ranking if it doesn't show up together.
Yeah.
Or you could have penalize it. You could just put.
But you still have to do the search. You still have to do the NXT search then, right?
Yeah, you do the NXT search and it doesn't show up together. Yeah, either disregard it or put a weighting against it. So if you how many pairs you get.
Well, it wouldn't show up on the search results if it didn't exist.
Yeah. So then just next.
Just disregard it. Yeah. I mean, you just do it really simply, you know.
Yeah.
You'll have the results.
We'll have to talk
before,
to Pernilla about this then, see how she's doing this. Because if we are using that, I mean, it does make sense for that. But
it doesn't have to be all intelligent.
Yeah,
because some things you're going to get a lot of results for.
Yeah, that's true.
And if the one that you got just happened to be at the bottom and it was actually the most relevant one, something like that would
also
push it up.
I mean, if it's okay, I see what you mean. And then we could actually put that like on the list of meetings that get returned. If there were 15 meetings that languages in, then it's going to show you those and rank them as to which is the highest.
Which is the highest.
So okay, I see that.
And also, with something like Sunny Day, if Sunny and Day aren't mentioned together a lot, but Sunny just happens to be mentioned once, its term will be low and it will push down the other one if you combine them, if you just add them together.
Well, the thing is, I mean, that'll be exactly how we're doing it now. Like, we're just looking for the two words separately, see if they exist in the same document. If they do, then there's a possibility that they occur together. And then we do the NXT search on that document.
Yeah, yeah. But you have no ranking system at the moment. Yeah, so if something's an amazing, highly ranked thing from TFIDF, it could just be ignored because it falls off the bottom of the... Do you return all results for all? Say you type language and it returns 75 meetings.
Well, right now it's not doing anything, so I don't know what.
Well, it's not that
doing.
Many meetings. So.
But
there are only 75. But there are 75 meetings.
Is there really?
Yeah.
So. Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So if you return 75, where do you stop? Or how do you rank them or something? Or if it turns 20, even if it turns 20, do you cut it off at 10? Do you rank them?
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
What's the threshold? I don't know what that would be.
Yeah, that's true.
Look through them all.
Look through them all, one at a time.
It would be useful as well for a word like language that might occur in all of them, but you want to find the one that actually contains it usefully somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still want to be able to search for the word language in a sensible way. Well, we'll discuss it again on Friday.
Yeah. So is that it?
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Done.
Tick.
Tick.
Okay.
I've signed off already.
Yeah.